This is your Lesson D story. First day on the job. Tim came in bright and early on his first day. The weather was good, so Jerry, the manager, showed him both the inventory area and the lot outside, giving their legs a little exercise. Over by the road, where they had gas for cars, there was a big board with a picture of a cow eating grass. Tim thought he would like to meet Fabian, the other new person on the job. Strangely, he wasn't there yet. Fabian got there, 45 minutes past his work time. "Okay," Jerry said, "you both shall fill in more papers now." Then both Tim and Fabian went to Marta, the assistant behind the glass in another room. She gave them papers to fill in. They put in their names and addresses and phone numbers. They had to remember days in their lives when they were not well. Fabian said, "I hope it is not like this all month. I can't bear this." Marta could not hear through the metal walls. "Already I have no interest in this job." Fabian's eyes were trying to read the lone piece of paper. "I did this all before at the interview. Now I don't know whether I sign here or not." "Like this." Tim pointed to his paper near the edge. Fabian looked over at Tim's paper to see what he had filled in. Then he understood and did the same. "I wish they would let us have a break now," Fabian said. "You just got here," Tim said. "Yes, but it's time for a break for everyone else, so why not me?" "Finished?" Jerry put his head in the room. They jumped to their feet and gave their papers to him. "I know that paperwork is not fun, but now the fun begins." He took them to the back area, showing them their lockers and where to visit the men's room when they needed to. The back room had a lot of soft white dust around. "What's that?" asked Fabian. "That's what people buy from us. Slug bait."
"What's slug bait?" Fabian said without joy.
"It solves a lot of problems for people who have flower beds. In winter or summer, this little wild thing called a slug eats the tops, and sometimes the roots go black. And when the slug eats a plant with their slug bait on it, the slug goes away," said Tim. "More or less," said Jerry. "Slugs like to eat it at first. That's why they call it bait." "How about a baby in the flower bed?" asked Tim. "If they eat it, do they go away too?"
"No, it's okay if babies eat a little," Jerry said. "They don't like it anyway."
"Can we take a break now?" said Fabian.
"After you work a little," Jerry said. "First, go to your lockers. There are special things to put on over everything to keep the dust out. You'll like them."
"I don't think this will prove to be very happy work," said Fabian quietly to Tom, as they put on their masks and hair covers.
"Now, when you've got all this slug bait dust up, you can take a short break." Jerry raised two brooms for Tim and Fabian. "And when we come back, I'll show you how to catch the slug bait coming down. Fill the paper sacks as they move along this large belt. It's fun, you'll see." Pushing his broom, Fabian was not happy at all. From under the mask, he said, "I just want to see the sky again."
"We'll get a break when we finish."
"You know what I think?" said Fabian.
"What?"
"I think this Jerry is a little crazy."
And here are your words from Story D. Baby. Bait. Bear. Belt. Board. Bright. Break. Buy. Catch. Crazy. Cow. Dust. Edge. Exercise. Finish.
flower, fun, gas, glass, grass, hair, hope, interest, inventory, job, joy, jump, leg, locker, loan, mask, meat, metal, minute, month, past, phone, prove, push, raise, root, sack, shall, sign, slug, sky, soft, solve, strange, visit, wall, weather, weather, wild, winter, wish. Thank you.